inch by inch, row by row, I'm gonna make this garden grow.
Well, it's a little more complicated than that. The process to pick the right color palette and layout is done way in advance, like a year.
We're growing about 65,000 spring annuals. So that includes the vegetables and all the plants that are used for hanging baskets and the containers and everything that you see in the components to it.
Tim Pollock is a floriculturist. He describes the rainbow of colors you'll see this spring.
We have a lot of yellow. We have a kind of a lighter pink, very pastel this spring. There's always a predominance of orange. We've been using a lot more orange. Orange is kind of a trendy color right now.
Chris Jarenkowski has been at this job for 39 years and puts the final stamp of approval on the layouts. Now here's what you won't see in the 26 gardens.
I don't like to see a lot of white in spring, you know, spring flowers. We've been looking at white all winter long, or primary colors, like a lot of red and yellow together. We can do better than that.
You know, there's a lot more to it than just picking the right color.
The most fun is looking at the public watching, and they're just going crazy over it. They're taking pictures, they're doing selfies, and that's the most rewarding.
I'm Kim Gordon, and now you know, who does that?